Today on the Travel Guys.
In the travel news, SeaWorld does an about face on how and where they keep the orcas. And did you hear the one about the pilot landing the plane and his artificial limb came off? Really happened. We have details.
Ever visit Mammoth Lakes? It's a piece of California that's hard to get to, and we'll tell you more about it at 3:15.
Gwen Duncan has a great sailing ship deal of the week for us at 3:25.
Should waiters and other service people be paid a living wage and forget the tipping? Tim Winship of SmarterTravel.com addresses the issue at 3:35.
Tickets. We have tickets to give away. Two pairs to Tuesday night's performance of La Cage aux Folles. We'll go to lucky listeners, and we have a special music circus guest at 3:45.
And finally, road reporter Ramona Googe joins us at 3:50 to talk about the beautiful Mendocino Coast.
All that today on a Sunday afternoon edition of The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man in King of the Road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Yes, sir. On with the show we go. It's Sunday afternoon, a little after 3 o'clock. That means the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, is officially on the air. I'm Tom Romano. To my left, Mark Hoffman. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today. Mark, good afternoon. How you doing, my friend?
I'm Mark Hoffman. To my right, Tom Romano.
Thank you.
I look at you, and I think I'm looking at myself, because today we both came in. There was a dress code, apparently, today to wear old Route 66 shirts. And because we both wore ours. We both wore blue Route 66 shirts.
You know, this is bizarre. You know, Mark and I over the years, Mark kind of started it, collecting Route 66 shirts, different locations. And then I started picking them up when I was doing a lot of the Hot August Night stuff. And so I got a couple of colors. And today I decided I'm going to wear my blue Route 66 shirt. And I drive up, and Mark and I are sitting, look at each other, are sitting in the car, and I mean, almost exactly same shirt. So,
is this Amy Lewis's chair or Ed's chair?
That's Amy. You're in Amy's.
Look at this over here. See this? It's a big old thing of gum.
That
stuck
looks
on it.
Like somebody's leftover gum.
You think somebody's been here since Amy? I mean, I think Amy would probably not have done
hey,
that.
Hey, Louise, can I have the DNA kit here? I'm going to check this one out. I think you should leave it. You know, Amy will be.
When she will be back tomorrow.
When she comes in tomorrow morning, she's going to be anticipating finishing
this
off.
This is not Amy's gum.
I don't
somebody
know.
Else.
It better be. I tell you.
Well, do we leave it here or do we take it away? I mean,
no, I'm
afraid I'll be accused of leaving the gum here. We're the only live
Louise,
show on.
Take note, okay? Yeah. If it comes up in a memo tomorrow. That gum was already here before the Travel Guys arrived. We are not responsible for it being there.
We left it as a courtesy.
And I'll tell you what, listeners,
I didn't see you put it there.
Pardon me?
I didn't see you put it there, but I didn't see you not put it there either.
Yeah, you're no
help
at all.
He's no help at all, yeah.
I'll tell you what, listeners, you be here next week, same time, and we will have a follow-up story on the randomly left gum.
The random gum.
At the Amy Lewis workstation.
Travel news. We have to get rolling. We have
a
busy show.
Okay, let's have some music. Fire it up. Let's hear it, Luis. Mark, what do you got?
All right, buddy. We've got a lot of good tidbits here in the travel news. Marriott, if you're one of those folks who's thinking, you know, I'm going to get me one of those credit cards that gives you the extra points and all that stuff at some point in time, here is your opportunity. Marriott has a credit card that will offer you 70,000 bonus points. If you'll spend $2,000 in the first 3 months that you have it, you get a free Category 1 to 4 hotel night. On your anniversary date, you get another free Category 1 to 5 every year. You get 5 points per dollar on a Marriott locations and all those stuff. But it's a good card. I have it. Marriott's a good hotel chain. The points have not been devalued too much, although when I see them giving away 70,000, which is above the 50,000 they've previously given away, it concerns me because that's a lot of free points, and that leads to devaluations. But if you're looking for a credit card, the Marriott one that's out there right now would be a good place to start.
That would be nice. You know, the only thing about the point thing that kind of makes me crazy is you would think that 70,000 points would get you a lot.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what? One night stay, 70,000 points or
something.
Yeah,
well, with Marriott, their highest hotel category is at 35,000 points. So you can really, with 70,000, you could get a couple nights in a New York hotel.
Okay.
So it's a legitimate.
All right.
It's legit.
Next.
You're used to the you're talking about Hilton pesos, I think, is what you're referring to. All right, we mentioned in the headline. Here's a story about a 46-year-old pilot. He lost control in dark and windy conditions while flying a Flybe airline turboprop plane with 47 passengers in Northern Ireland the other day.
Okay.
He managed to regain control and make a heavy landing. Part of the reason that he was having a little bit of trouble coming down was that his artificial prosthesis came off from one shoulder. So he was kind of trying to, and you know, the other thing that my staff said, where was the co-pilot during all of this stuff?
Honestly.
Because there had to be two pilots up there. Sure. But anyway, the guy literally landed the airplane.
Missing an arm.
Missing an arm. So, and the Flybe folks said something like, you know, they're really happy. Flybe is proud to be an equal opportunities employer. If the pilot hadn't landed the plane safely, they probably would have had a different comment. But nonetheless, good for him. Good for the guy who landed the plane sans both arms. United Airlines, we've mentioned a couple times here on the Travel Guys that United is going to crack down at some point on carry-on bags. This came a couple of weeks ago in email. They're telling you, they're sending you a thing in the mail to tell you
where
that...
Where does your bag go?
Yes.
Under or over?
Does it go up? If it's mm-hmm. a bigger bag, it goes up above. Your smaller item goes down below. So I'm just telling you, those of you who fly United like I do, that one of these days we're going to get to the airport and there's going to be a huge crackdown on carry-on bags. And you won't be able to say, you never told me, because they've been telling you for quite a while that it's coming. We've talked a lot about the alternate ride-sharing services Uber and Lyft on this program. In fact, a month ago or so, Tom went out of the studio and tried both of them. A couple of news updates there this week. Uber now lets you ride with a stranger. So I ask you, who got into a car that you didn't know the person driving the car, would you have gotten into that car if another person was already in there and that you didn't know that person too?
Well, you know, I'm not a big fan of cab ride shares. I don't think I would be a big fan of that. I would just as soon, you know, have my own Uber.
Your own Lyft. And here's another thing. Lyft is accusing Uber, this is not the first time this has happened, of Uber drivers of making hundreds and hundreds of false reservations for Lyft drivers. So this is
And then canceling them. They make the reservation, and then they cancel them.
Yes, you've heard about that, huh?
Yes.
All right, this is barely a travel story, but since Sports Leisure Vacations is taking about 200 people to see Motown down in San Francisco, the Broadway show, it opened Friday. And Monday in Oakland is Berry Gordy Day. Believe it or
Very
not.
Good.
The guy who really is the Motown story is kind of about him.
True.
You're an old music guy.
I know Berry Gordy quite well. Not personally, but you know.
Interesting story. Mm-hmm. And the show tells some of that story. So Berry Gordy Day in the East Bay on Monday as the Broadway show featuring his music has opened in San Francisco.
There seems to be a pattern here. A lot of Broadway shows touching on historical, you know, icons in the music industry. The Jersey Boys. Have you seen that?
I have several times, but some of them haven't worked. Barry Manilow did one. Did you hear about that one?
No.
No, you didn't. It didn't last very long. There have been several. The Beach Boys one was a total bomb.
Wow.
So there have been some that have worked. I've always wondered why not a Carpenters one. It seems like that would be an interesting
story. It does.
But probably Richard Carpenter is keeping that from happening, I would guess. All right. United Airlines had a little bit of a thing go wrong with them last week. Tim Winship, who will be our guest right after the news at the bottom of the hour to talk about a different story, had this on Smarter Travel, that United inadvertently sent out a blank response letter for a complaint. So here's the first line. It says, "Dear Mrs. Blank, thank you for letting United Airlines know about your recent experience, blah, blah, blah." And then it gets down to where it says, "To encourage you to fly with us again and as a tangible means of acknowledging your disappointment, enclosed is," and then in parentheses it says, "specific item."
Oh, boy.
So they inadvertently sent out the form letter to the customer. I'm sure it's happened before, but yeah. The anti-consumer airfare bill has made it through the Republican-backed House of Representatives. This is the one of the three that is no good for airline passengers. It's basically backed by the airlines, but it doesn't have a future and probably will die a slow death in the legislature, in Congress, before the end of the session. SeaWorld You know, they've had the problem with the orca whales and all that kind of stuff. Well, their stock fell 33% on Wednesday when it reported weak second quarter ending earnings. And by Friday, SeaWorld had announced a new orca environment.
And what does that mean?
That means that they have a 10 million size killer orca environment in San Diego, which is double the size of the existing facility. And SeaWorld says it's 350 feet across and 50 feet deep, and it will support the whales' broad range of behaviors and provide choices that can challenge the whales both physically and mentally.
That's bigger than a football field.
What they didn't say was that we're getting murdered by everybody and people are not coming to our parks anymore, and this is a big problem, and this is what we're doing about it. So there you go.
Yeah.
And quickly, we'll share more about this next week. A couple was on an Alaska Airlines flight. They wanted to use the restroom. They were sitting in first class. People in coach kept using the restroom. There was a disagreement. They ended up getting detained when they got off the airplane, and they are suing Alaska Airlines. We'll have more on that story next week. And that is the travel news for today.
The travel news at the beginning of every Travel Guys radio show. Join us next Sunday right after 3 o'clock for that. In the meantime, let's jump forward. Coming up after the break, I've never been to Mammoth Lake. Mark Hoffman and Sports Leisure Travelers are going to be going there. And we're going to be talking with, one of...
Rhonda Dugan is going to be with us right after the break.
All right.
If you ever plan to motor west.
Welcome. It is the Travel Guys. You found us here on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom, he's Mark, and we head to where, Mark?
Well, we just head over the mountains. We're going to still stay in California,
yes.
But, you know, it would be a place that a lot of folks in California, I think if you took a poll and you said, what part of California have you never been to, a lot of people wouldn't be able to point out Mammoth Lakes on a map, which makes it a wonderful place to take visitors. My company, Sports Leisure Vacations, takes folks there on a regular basis. We have a tour going there in October, which is selling fabulously, and so I wanted to ask Rhonda Dugan to come and join us on the program. Rhonda is a longtime tourism person in the Mammoth Lakes area. She's worked for the tourism entity there and for different accommodations in the area, and we'll be staying at her property. And so I thought it would be wonderful for Rhonda to come on and tell us a little bit about Mammoth Lakes. Fall is a great time to go. Rhonda, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mark and Tom. I'm really glad to be here and talk to you about my wonderful little piece of heaven here in Mammoth.
I can tell you, you're in love with that place. You've been there for a couple of days, a couple of years.
25 years.
25 years.
Yes, 25 years. A Southern California refugee, and I can't imagine living anywhere else in this beautiful area.
Wow. And Mammoth really is a unique spot because it's a huge winter ski resort. In the summertime, it becomes a haven for mountain bikers, and it becomes kind of a family destination. And so in the shoulder seasons, in the spring and the fall, Mammoth isn't quite so populated. Prices tend to come down. Restaurants are a lot easier to get into. But yet the fall season in particular, Rhonda, has always presented some of the most spectacular scenery to be found anywhere in the state.
That's right, Mark. And in fact, it's my favorite time of year. Fall colors should be wonderful this year. We've had a considerable amount of rain in the last 30 days. The nights have been getting a little cooler.
Wait. Tom. Did you hear what she said?
I did. I was going to ask her how the drought was affecting her area, but clearly, tell us, Rhonda. I know you've had a lot of that mountain rains. How has the drought impacted you? Because our mouths are dry here.
They are very dry, and in most areas, it is continuing on. But it was for the last 30 days, we've had rain on and off in the Eastern Sierra, which has really helped with our wonderful air quality, with fire prevention, and then looking to see that we're looking for a great snow year this year because El Nino plans to come back, and what that usually means is lots of great snow and lots of great water for us. So right now it's a beautiful 72 degrees, and there's a little bit of clouds in the sky, and what this does for us in the fall is give us beautiful fall colors.
Now, Rhonda, besides just the natural beauty there and, of course, the ski slopes that many people enjoy, Mammoth has the longest ski season of any resort in the state because of its altitude. What do folks who are not skiers or mountain bikers, what will Sports Leisure Travelers see when they come to the Mammoth Lakes area?
Well, you've picked a great time to come here, Mark, because not only the beautiful colors, but it's wonderful to get around and just walk and see through the area. But you'll be visiting places like Devil's Postpile National Monument, which is a lava formation that looks like little post other than post piles. You can't say much more than that, but it's a beautiful area. Rainbow Falls is still running, lots of water, and one of my favorite spots is Bodie Ghost Town, which is such a unique place. It still looks like it did about 50 years ago when people just got up and left this booming gold mine area, and it is something that they call arrested decay.
It's the only state park in California that is in a state of arrested decay, which means basically they're not fixing it up. They're just trying to keep it from further falling down.
Fascinating.
Exactly, and you'll see the ketchup bottles still sitting on the tables there. People just got up and left and moved on to another portion of life, but it is really something to see. And once had 10,000 people living there. And
it was an amazing boomtown. And the stories of the things that went on there, it truly was the Wild West. Not too far from Bodie, Rhonda, is Mono Lake, which also has a fascinating story.
It does, because Mono Lake is one of the largest fresh water lakes that is actually a dead lake, they call it, because it is so alkaline and it doesn't present any life in the area except these little tiny creatures, which are a brine shrimp. And it also is home to quite an estuary for seagulls. So you'll be interested, everyone will see the seagulls through the area, which is so far inland, and then the natural formations of the tufas. Going to the visitor center there is quite an experience to see all about the geology of California.
What an incredibly diverse area that you live in, Rhonda. I mean, you have ghost towns and beautiful natural things and recreational things for folks to do. Heck, even just driving around a place that's called the June Lakes area there just presents people with wonderful scenic panorama of these incredible mountain lakes that normally you wouldn't be able to access in the high country.
It's this little stretch of area that has incredible mountain views. It still has waterfalls from several areas. Very quiet, very peaceful, and this is why the Eastern Sierra is one of the favorites for Hollywood and movie making, because all of these areas have been represented in films for the last 60 years here. So you'll be driving through a place, you go, it looks familiar, realizing that John Wayne had filmed there or Tom Cruise in Oblivion not too long ago. So it really has all kinds of sites that you never thought of, and you're looking in a place that's just part of history.
Mark, this is a regular destination for sports leisure vacations. Is this one of your trips that pretty much sells out every year?
Mammoth is a little harder destination to sell. We go every 3-4 years, and we are going this October. So if there's anybody listening to us that says, wow, I think Mammoth Lakes would be fun. If we go by coach, take folks through Yosemite National Park. This is the 150th anniversary of Yosemite. And we go through the high country, which if folks are going to Yosemite Valley, you go one way. If you're going over to the other side of the mountains, to the eastern side of the Sierra, you take a different highway, and it takes you up through Tuolumne Meadows and to a part of the Yosemite high country that, dare I say, many people who have visited Yosemite many times have never seen. And the scenery in Yosemite Park on the other side of the mountains is just spectacular, because the glaciers didn't carve in the same way on the east side as they did on the west side. And so the scenery is strikingly different. And then you've got the backdrop of Mono Lake and just all the spectacular mountain scenery. You can see Mount Whitney from some areas there if you get back far enough. It really is just a wonderful destination. Sports Leisure Vacations is going in October for 4 days. And if you're interested, you can go to sportsleisure.com or give our office a call on Monday morning, and we would be happy to tell you about the trip. But if you just are a kind of person who's looking for someplace different to visit in California, you feel like you've been everywhere, then if you haven't been to Mammoth Lakes, Rhonda, is it safe to say that you've left out one of the true scenic wonders and educational wonders, really, of the whole state?
I think I'd have to agree with you there, Mark. It is truly a place that captivates and just nourishes your soul, because you have not only the spectacular scenery here, but you have the warm, friendly people in town that really want to share.
Our folks are going to stay at the Sierra Nevada Resort, which is where you hang your hat now. Give me a couple of highlights from your property in case some of the folks who have already signed up to go with us might be listening. What can they expect when they get to the Sierra Nevada Resort?
That would be great if they came to visit us. We are definitely looking forward to your tour. We have been here since 1967, but we have spent several million dollars on our remodels of our property. So we're bringing that rustic charm and wonderful hospitality here to the resort. We have three restaurants on property that feature California, Greek, Mediterranean, and Chinese cuisine. We are now the only place in Mammoth that has a full-service spa at its hotel. We're great for children and have definitely a cub club there, which entertains all children of all ages. We have mini golf as well as fitness rooms there, a bar. Wonderful bar named after John Wayne. It's called Duke's Bar, and it's right there in the hotel where you can definitely get a unique cocktail, maybe sip a little Who Hit John at the end of the day. So we really try to make this a wonderful, relaxing place to enjoy. We're looking forward to your group.
Rhonda Dugan from the Sierra Nevada Resort and Spa in Mammoth Lakes, and also the Landing Resort and Spa in South Lake Tahoe. Thanks for joining us on the Travel Guys.
Thank you. Pleasure.
And we are the Travel Guys. Mark, I hope you get to Mammoth Lake. Let's get to Gwen.
Gwen, the deal of the week. Hi, Gwen.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
I know you have limited time, so I wanted to bring up an opportunity, not just a cruise, but a sailing vacation. They're tall ships with the masts. You get to help put the sails and everything. The deal, we've got three of the Caribbean is $19.95. It's free air and with taxes included. Mediterranean and Spain is $24.99 air included from San Francisco. And Venice round trip $23.05 for air included plus taxes. There are a lot of other caveats, but this is who needs to go. People who like to sail, people who like light adventure. Active seniors, people who scuba and like to scuba and snorkel.
How long do we have for these prices, Gwen?
One of them, the Venice one has to be purchased by September 15th. The Mediterranean and Spain, which hits Monaco and all that, has to be booked by August the 30th. And the Caribbean one, they haven't given me a purchase.
Okay, these are small ships, and these are ships, tall ships with real masts. Tom was asking me if they really put the sails up, and indeed they do. These are really some great deals and some great prices. You can go to Gwen Duncan at cordiallyyourstravel.com, or you can go to Travel Guys Radio and click on her on Gwen's link there, and you can take advantage of this great sailing ship opportunity from Star Clippers. Thank you, Gwen.
Bye-bye.
Sorry to cut you off there, but we got to go. The news is next, and then Tim Winship. We're going to talk about, if you know anybody who is a waiter or a service person, you'll want to hear the interview after the news here on KFBK.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail.
Welcome to the Travel Guys on News Radio KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. I'm Tom Romano. There's Mark Hoffman. And Mark, introduce our guests today, okay?
Well, Tom, it's a pleasure. We have had some of the folks from Smarter Travel on the air with us from time to time. Ed Perkins is a regular guest, and Carolyn Morse has joined us a couple of times. So it's a pleasure to welcome another of the Smarter Travel staff, Tim Winship. Tim writes a weekly column that kind of gives updates on frequent flyer programs and different deals and promotions that are going on and stuff, and occasionally writes other interesting columns for Smarter Travel. SmarterTravel.com is where you can find some of Tim's meanderings along with Ed Perkins and others. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good to be with you.
And you wrote a column a couple of weeks ago that talked about minimum wage workers and service workers and the concept that it might be time to stop doing paying people $2 an hour and making them depend on gratuities for a living and just pay them an honest wage. Talk a little bit about it.
Well, if you look at the tipping situation here in the U.S., convention as it's developed, and compare that to what goes on in the rest of the world, restaurant tipping here in the U.S. is something that we take for granted, but that really does not go on in the same way outside the U.S. I think that has to raise the question, why are we doing it the way we are doing it? Is it a fair and equitable way of compensating people for their work?
Now, some restaurants are adding or going to a policy of just automatically adding gratuity. That's always kind of been a custom in our country. When you went into a restaurant with a sizable party, 6, 8, 10 people, different restaurants had different rules. But now some restaurants, you talk about a couple of pricey restaurants in New York City and Los Angeles that are automatically adding between 15% and 20% to the bill just as a matter of course. It seems like that there might be some pushback on that from people, but perhaps not.
And there is pushback. You hear from people who are so accustomed to the current system, their point would be tipping should reflect the quality of the service. How dare the restaurant force me into paying, you know, between 15 and 20%, as you say. But again, I would question this whole attitude that one's compensation should be optional. When you go to the hospital, nurses aren't compensated according to your assessment of the service they provide you. Same when you travel on an airline. Are stewardesses and other cabin attendants, are they compensated according to passengers' view of the quality of the service they provided? Of course not. You know, it's a ridiculous notion. Why should we think of wait staff as a different category of workers who, again, are compensated according to our whim?
Tom, have you ever worked in the service industry? Were you ever a waiter or anything back in a previous life?
You know, listening to this conversation, thank goodness I never was, because I never have, but I do have family members. My daughter was a waitress in the restaurant industry for a number of years before she became a manager and so on. And so I have a lot of empathy, and I'm a big tipper of service people as a rule. You guys are making my head spin talking about dealing with not tipping. And then the comment about having to tip my nurse, I am really frightened now.
Well, and in some places, Tim, there have been articles written about some people tip flight attendants and things like that on occasion. Let's shift gears here for a minute and talk about something else that you've written about recently, and that is the fact that airfares, despite the fact that when you adjust them for inflation, are really a pretty good bargain in today's economy, but people are not looking at them that way. And I was into telling you, Tim, that we're looking at, as a tour operator, huge increases in airfares next year, 15-20% across the board as we try to book them with airlines. Why is it, do you think, that there's such a disconnect between what the reality is and what the public's perception is of the airlines? Is it the nickel and diming that the airlines are doing?
Certainly that is a factor. But I think that the larger picture, if you ask travelers today to rate the overall quality of the travel experience today versus 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I think what you will find overwhelmingly is people will say, travel today is just an awful experience.
So do you think it's maybe more the it's not as much the price of the airline ticket as it is the fact that people feel they're just not being treated properly, just no matter what kind of money that they're paying, whether they're paying $400 or $500 or $600, it's a miserable, lousy experience. And every time they turn around, somebody's got their hand in their pocket.
Exactly. And, you know, when you hear an airline executive crowing about the fact that airfares are a good value from a purely economic standpoint, and that's true. I don't dispute that, and I don't think that anybody could or would. What they seem to be missing is the consumer view, the consumer assessment of the quality of the travel product, and the fact that there is this enormous disconnect between what people are paying for and the quality of that experience. And what's worrisome about that is that as long as executives, the people who are managing the big airlines, don't understand that even though travel is cheap, there is a high level of discontent with the travel product, there's not going to be any improvement.
I have this question to ask. I mean, and I'm going to have to ask both of you, particularly you, Mark, who I know travels, gazillion times a year. You know, here again, I only travel maybe four times a year by air. And I don't really see any difference between, you know, how it feels and what I do and the kind of service I get on, like, say, Southwest than I have 10 years ago. From an experienced traveler, besides the price, what has changed? I mean, what kind of less service are you getting than you got before?
You might, Tom, with Southwest, you might have hit on the one airline whose experience really truly is fairly close to what it was, or perhaps have made a few little improvements. You don't have to stand in line for an hour to get a low number or some of those types of things. Tim?
You're absolutely right. You picked an outlier as an example. Southwest really hasn't changed much over the decades. But look at the big picture. Load factors, the percentage of seats occupied today on average among U.S. carriers are 80%+. That means that planes, on average, pretty much no matter where you go, are pretty packed. Forget about having an empty middle seat on that 737.
A huge luxury that has almost completely gone away.
Right.
Also,
and nobody said that you were ever entitled to an open middle seat, you know, in the first place. The airline certainly is entitled to sell every seat they can for every penny they can, and they have certainly figured out a way to do that. Tim, thank you for your time today. I really appreciate your insight. You've been doing this a long time. We enjoy reading you tremendously and encourage our listeners. We're always trying to make our listeners a smarter traveler, and you can do that by making a regular visit to smartertravel.com and signing up to receive their updates. Tim, thanks for your commentary today. We appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
We are the Travel Guys. More to come here on News Radio KFBK.
Hey, Thomas. You said that you've never been a service person, but what do you think about this whole concept of getting rid of the tips and just going to a regular wage for service people?
Well, you know, I think that two things. Number one, they need to pay service people more,
right?
And people should still have the option to tip when they like.
So you would you'd like to see still the tipping left in it. You don't want to go into a restaurant and have it just added to your bill automatically.
No.
And I think I kind of feel that way too. I because a tip is a reward for good service.
Exactly. Now I even if my service isn't the best, I will still leave some tip.
Something, yes.
You know, because oftentimes it's not necessarily the server's fault.
Exactly.
But then again, I would like the opportunity to, you know, show my appreciation, and then that would be taken away. And I think by just putting it in also would affect the service, the commitment that they have to provide good service.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's a pleasure to leave an extra gratuity for somebody who gives you good service or does something for you that makes your experience, whether it's dining or whatever else is involved. We have at Sports Leisure Vacations, we've bought some $35 Starbucks gift cards, and next week we're distributing them to the staff, with the idea being that somebody along the way does something really cool for you and something really nice that really made a difference. This is how you thank them. So we just want to become known as the people with the Starbucks gift cards.
Very good. Yeah. You should let Starbucks know the
give maybe they give us the cards for free. Yeah. All right, let's give away some money here to a lucky sports leisure traveler. Joyce Sweeney was on the Mendocino trip last week. And Joyce, we have just said your name on the radio. You've won a $50 gift card. If you're listening, we'll double to $100 if you call the sports leisure office Monday or Tuesday. When we come back after the news, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on the coast up in Mendocino and give you a chance to win some tickets to see Lakaj Afol. You have to go, though, on Tuesday night.
Awesome. That's coming up. We'll join Ramona joins us from Sports Leisure Vacations in about 3.5 minutes right here on The Travel Guys. Welcome. We are The Travel Guys. It's The Travel Guys radio show brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. You can follow us at TravelGuysRadio.com every week. We always have all the information as to what's on that show, and you can podcast all past shows at that location as well, TravelGuysRadio.com. There you
go. It helps if you turn the microphone on.
There you
go. You mean I can listen to the program after it's already been aired?
That's right.
You can go back in time. I can listen to myself on the radio?
You can. You can't go forward and listen to shows before they occur.
That's an important thing to know.
Yes, but you can go back, and if we happen to have one that you heard us, but we were going to do, and you missed an interview, you can go back and check it out.
If you're not completely confused
right
now, I'm still staring at this half-chewed gum here on the
leave
control
it alone. Don't touch it.
I'm not going to touch it.
You almost touched it, Louise.
All right, listen, we got some tickets to give away here and some things to do in the last 10 minutes of the program. If you would like to go see the Music Circus on Tuesday night and take a friend with you to see Lakaj Afol, you can go if you can answer a Music Circus trivia question. Call us at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. You have to be able to go Tuesday night. Tickets will be available for you at the box office if you are one of our lucky winners. 921-1530 or 800-834-1530 if you'd like to win tickets to go to the Music Circus on Tuesday night.
And you better start boning up on Music Circus history, because we're going to ask you Music Circus history quiz to win those tickets.
To win the tickets. All right. Joining us on the phone now from Sports Leisure Vacations, I kind of know that place, is one of our road reporters, Ramona Googe. Hi, good afternoon, Ramona.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Ramona. Welcome to the program. Glad to have you on.
Thank you. Well, you know, I have to tell you, we just had a great trip over to the Mendocino coast this week. The weather was perfect, and we saw some great things over there.
So you, and also on the way over there, you stopped to see, you stopped at Seabiscuit's Ranch. We did an interview with those folks a few months ago. And how was that experience?
You know, Seabiscuit is pretty interesting. He was one of the greatest racehorses who's ever lived. Do you know that in 1938, he actually got more press than President Roosevelt, FDR, did?
Wow.
And so the folks just really enjoyed going to see his stud barn, where he spent most of his time after he retired off the racetrack. And it's a national historic site now. And the folks over there at the ranch, they just love Seabiscuit. And they actually have a great-great-great-granddaughter of Seabiscuit there now. So they're keeping the line alive.
Wow. And Seabiscuit is buried there. Is that right?
You know, nobody knows where Seabiscuit is buried.
Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah.
We did hear from the people that run the ranch that he is probably on property, but they're not going to
They're not telling anybody.
Tell me about your Mendocino.
He's out there on 6,000 acres.
Yeah, that's quite you take a little bit of looking. You have to get one of those. Well, never mind. Ramona, tell me about where all you stopped in Mendocino, and what have the travelers been doing?
Well, you know, our first stop over on the coast was at the Mendocino Botanical Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, the dahlias were in absolute full magnificent bloom. And then we were able to walk out onto the bluffs there. Awesome day with great weather.
If you've never been over to the coast, Tom, the Mendocino Botanical Gardens is in about half a mile. You can walk through these beautiful flower gardens and actually get out to a bluff on the coast. So it's pretty neat.
And one of my other favorite spots over there is we went to the Point Cabrillo Lighthouse. It's one of the very few working lighthouses, and it's operated and maintained all by volunteers. And they have done a fantastic job on the restoration.
How's life in Mendocino these days, Ramona? Is it still the little artisan community? Gosh, I haven't been over there now for probably a dozen years.
You know what? There's great little art shops over there with glass blowers and, of course, the favorite always is the fudge. Everybody's looking for the gourmet candy, you know, that bacon with chocolate on top.
And the skunk train is back up running without terrorists and the like hiding in the woods this summer, right?
You know, we had an amazing, very interesting experience on the skunk train. It runs from Fort Bragg over to Willits. And we had the opportunity to be on the train while a production crew was there filming the great scenic railroads of North America. It extended our trip a little bit longer, but it was really fun to see exactly how these documentaries are made. And, you know, there's going to be a seven-minute clip on the next Great Scenic Railroads show, and then they will tape over 30 hours of video for that 7 minutes.
Wow. The Skunk Train is one of the great train rides in California. Actually, it's one of the great train rides in the country through the Redwoods. Ramona, thanks for checking in with us for a few minutes. Where are you headed to next? You're headed up to Canada, I think, aren't you?
I am. I'm going up to the Selkirk Loop, and so folks can look on their map and see if they can find the Selkirk Mountains.
Ramona Googe, road reporter for Sports Leisure Vacations. Thank you, Ramona, for checking in with us today. Thomas, have we got somebody on the phone here for our Music Circus quiz?
We do. We have a couple of callers. Let's go to Bobby Bobby's, I don't know where she's from, but she's
looks
on
like
the phone.
Sacramento here.
Yeah, okay. Bobby, welcome to the Travel Guys.
Thank you.
Are you ready to take the Music Circus quiz?
I will try.
All right.
So, Bobby, the Music Circus has been around Sacramento for a long time. Long, long, long time. Has it been here for more than 60 years or less than 60 years?
Less than 60.
Less than 60 years. Oh, Bobby, that's not right. This is the 64th season of the Music Circus. Okay, let's try one more here. We'll give you a second.
Should I have made that loser sound? What was that?
That's kind of it.
Okay, all right.
All right, Bobby. All right. This is the Lacage is the fifth show in the Music Circus season. Name one of the previous four.
Ooh, I don't know.
Well, they're all well-known, popular hit shows. One was about a nanny from England.
Okay. What about Greece?
No, I'm afraid I'm afraid that we gave her two chances and she still couldn't get one of those.
All right,
things.
Then let's give Luann a shot.
Okay.
Hi, Luann. Welcome to the Travel Guys. You ready to take the Music Circus quiz?
Sure am.
All right. Hang on here. We're going to have another. We're looking for another contestant. So if you're out there and you'd like to go to the Music Circus Tuesday, quickly dial 921-1530, but not if you're driving in your automobile. So, Luann, this is the fifth show of the Music Circus season. Can you name one of the previous four?
South Pacific.
Oh, that's very good. Congratulations.
No, there you are.
Luann, are you available to go to Music Circus on Tuesday night?
I am.
All righty. And you've given us your name and your telephone number to Luis there before he puts you on the air. So,
I just gave him my name, not my telephone number. Okay.
Well, he'll get that from
he'll
you.
He'll get that from you.
So don't hang up.
You enjoy the show on Tuesday night, okay?
Great. Thank you.
All righty. All right. Luann is a wiener. We still have a couple of minutes. How did that happen?
I don't know.
How did we get to the end of this program with 27 Oh, the Music Circus guy didn't call us. That's what happened. Let's see if we can get one more winner here real quickly. Let's go to, can we pick up line one there? Can he pop one in? Let's see if he can pop one in there. Who do we have on the line?
Monica.
Hey, Monica, are you ready to do a little Music Circus quiz?
I am.
Okay.
What was the last Music Circus show that Mark Hoffman... No, I can't. That Mark saw. No, you wouldn't know that. That's not Music Circus history. That's
the Music Circus president and CEO is related to the founder of Music Circus. What's the last name involved there?
Oh, my. I thought you were going to ask me one of the plays from...
Well, we'll give you another shot. Go ahead. But just see if you can get this one.
Yeah.
Who's the gentleman who runs Music Circus? His father founded it.
Oh, boy.
And we've had them on as guests.
He's been on as a guest.
He founded Music Circus. Let's see.
Why do I don't hear your fingers on the keyboard.
Okay, all right. It's Richard Lewis is the answer to the question. We'll give you a second shot here because we gave our other contestant a second shot. So here you go. Second try is La Cage aux Folles was made into a movie. What was the name of the movie?
Birdcage.
Congratulations. Very good. Starring none other than the late Robin Williams.
Right. There you go.
All right.
Stay on the line.
Stay on the line because we just took you right off of the phone bank there. So stay on the line and we'll get you your tickets to Music Circus. Thomas, we need to get out of here.
That wraps it up. We'll see you next week at 3 o'clock for another edition of The Travel Guys. Thanks for joining us, and you have a fabulous week.
News Radio, KFBK AM Sacramento. And-